a heady mix of ripening grapes, freshly baked bread, and something peculiar that hinted at misadventures. Loam took a deep breath with her senses dancing. "It's like inhaling a bottle of fine wine," she mused aloud, her voice laced with wonder and amusement. From somewhere nearby, a playful voice responded, "A bottle. More like a vineyard." Startled, Loam turned to see a strapping young man, his eyes twinkling with mischief, holding a basket full of plump grapes. "It's the signature scent of Domiabra," he winked. Loam chuckled, her initial surprise replaced by curiosity. "Signature scent, you say? That explains the sudden urge I have to dance amidst the grapevines." "Well," the man replied, extending a handful of grapes, "if you're the Loam Dun who I've heard whispers about, those grapevines are all yours to dance in." Accepting the juicy offering, Loam's eyes widened in delightful surprise. "Whispers. My arrival is the village gossip already." He laughed. In Domiabra, news travels faster than the village rooster on a caffeine rush. "Everyone knows you're the unexpected heiress to the legendary Danua Vineyard." Grinning, Loam popped a